Well, I love the fact that this extraordinary picture is in the royal collection, because in its way, it too is a kind of royal proclamation. If artists of this generation made the claim that they were sovereigns of the realm of art, this picture does something much more ambitious. It says that claim was not only for men. Women too can be sovereigns of painting. Only a woman could have done this particular painting as a combination of a self-portrait and the allegory of painting. And the allegory comes from a book written by a man called Cesare Ripa. He says, the image of painting should have black hair, should be slightly disheveled with the passion and engagement of painting. Painting should wear a gold chain round her neck. There you see the gold chain, with a mask at the end of it, indicating imitation or mimicry. She should hold a brush in one hand and a palette in the other. And Artemisia does all that. But there's one detail that is missing. It's there in what Ripa says the allegory of painting should be, and it's a bandage or a gag which is going to go around the mouth, because painting doesn't speak.
Now, men, of course, thought women shouldn't speak, certainly until they were spoken to. But Artemisia Gentileschi, who'd been raped by one of her father's assistants at the age of 18, was determined that nobody was going to shut her up, either in life or in her work.
And what she does here is, of course, liberate the figure from painting to a kind of conventional stereotype, the stereotype in Ripa's book, and turn it into something like a living physical force. Look at the twist of her body. The twist of her body is so that she can paint, and what she's painting is the painting we're looking at. The whole thing is unapologetic. Look at me. I'm a professional. I'm in a business. I'm in the throes of creativity. And what is wrong with that?